back. Joe, we are talking now about the NBA MVP race, okay?
All righty. Well, I see this race has really been heating up towards the end of the season. We got a lot of teams working to get into the playoffs, which we will be talking about later, specifically the Los Angeles Lakers. Mm-hmm. But with the MVP race, as far as I'm concerned, it is a three-man race right now between the Greek Freak, Giannis, not going to attempt to say his last name.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo, I believe, of the Milwaukee Bucks. And Paul George, former Indiana Pacer, now on the Oklahoma City Thunder, having a great season.
And James Harden.
James Harden of the Rockets, who's averaging 36 points right now, which is ridiculous. What's your opinion on this race right now?
I like two of the players on here. I like the Greek Freak. I like James Harden. I don't like Paul George.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you right now, Caleb, I think Paul George is really close to becoming the front runner in this race.
If he wins, that wouldn't surprise me, but I wouldn't like it if he wins, is what I'm saying. I'm still a little salty. But I am going to go with James Harden. I would like to see him win, and I think averaging 36 points a game, that you will win.
Yeah, but let's worry about how he's doing it.
With a beard like that,
he gets to the line about 20 times a game, more than any other player in the league. And let's not forget the fact that his team right now is in fifth place in the West. Pretty good, but we got Giannis, who his team right now is 45-14, first place in the entire league, best record in the league. And then Paul George has his team in third in the really tough Western Conference, and he's really turned his game up tremendously on both sides. He also has a chance to become Defensive Player of the Year. So I don't know if that really factors into the MVP quite as much, but we've seen in the past team with the best record, if they have a standout player, that's usually the winner. So I think Giannis, I'd say, is the front runner, but Paul George is not too far behind him, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see where you're thinking that. I think I agree in a lot of ways, but I just really don't want to see Paul George win. I don't want to see him win because of what he did to the Pacers, but I think he might win.
Well, what'd he do wrong to the Pacers? I mean, it worked out for both sides.
It was either that or he
was going to leave them in the offseason. They get nothing.
And I mean, I am happy with Oladipo. Unfortunately, he is injured right now, but he's already working on his ball handling. They've got him sitting on a table working on his ball handling on each side.
Well, that's good for him. Hopefully he can get a speedy recovery. Indiana needs him.
Yeah, but he'll be done for the rest of the year, no question.
Yeah.
Like, looking at him on that table, it was just like, no question. He's sitting there, his leg is just propped up. But I think it's cool that they're really working with him, and they really it looks like they're going to push him really hard to get back to where he was and probably try to make him better over this offseason. I mean, I don't know. It's definitely not good missing the second half of the year, obviously the more important half, but especially with what the Pacers are doing, I think it's still impressive how they're playing right now. They're still third in the East, which is really impressive, especially without a healthy Oladipo. Even though it was just a couple games ago, I think we'll see some interesting things out of them, but I don't think that the Pacers will get much further.
No, I don't think they will either.
Especially not without Victor.
But you know who will?
Who?
The Oklahoma City Thunder, and that's because of their MVP, Paul George.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep rubbing salt in the wound, Joe. Aren't you a Cavs fan?
Yeah, I like Paul George, though. I mean, I've been really impressed. It's good to see. I heard him talking about how he was coming back from his injury, and, you know, he wasn't quite 100%. It took him about 2 years, maybe even 3 years, to get back to full form. And I think we're finally seeing that from him.
Well,
he's really he's popped off. He's averaging 28 points game, 8 rebounds, shooting 40% from 3, 45% from the field. He's really just found a way to improve.
Well, I really don't like seeing players being injured. He's just one of those guys that I'm not as worried about seeing injured just because he's Paul George. But, I mean, it's good that he's back, and I think it's great if he wins. But it's really not because he left the Pacers. But off of that topic, what do you think about Giannis? Like, just in general, this man is 7'3".
No, he's not that tall.
Yeah,
6'11".
He's got a wingspan of 7'3", which is pretty impressive nonetheless. He weighs 242, absolutely gigantic. I mean, I don't know how he does it. He's been playing really well. He's obviously playing good enough to be in the MVP standings up there. I mean, if not the MVP, I like to see what he's doing with his team. He's playing really well, and I think that that's interesting.
I mean, the thing about Giannis is I think we really haven't seen anything like him in the NBA. He's 6'11", but he's got the skills of a guard. He's able to really take it into the hoop. I think as far as dominance goes, we haven't really seen a player this dominant since the days of Shaq and the way he was able to just bully people down the post. Giannis he's crazy. I mean, he's just as fast as any player on the court. He can jump out of the gym, but he's also got that 6'11 with 7'3 wingspan, as you said. And he's really just, he's able to dominate all facets of the game. If he were able to find a shot, I would say he's the best player in the league by far. And when it comes to like, you realize when LeBron, you know, he's more towards the tail end of his, not necessarily the tail end of his prime, but he's getting there. So I think it's only a matter of time before we see another one of these guys step up to become the best player in the world. And I think it very well could be Giannis.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, definitely LeBron. I think he's in his second half of his career. I think we're going to be seeing guys like Giannis and hopefully guys like Zion and RJ Barrett. Those two are playing for Duke right now, obviously with Zion Williamson injured. But I think those two guys, if they can come in and make the impact that we think they will in the NBA, I think it'll be a really interesting lineup for who is going to be the star in the future. I mean, we got guys in college like Zion. He's the star, no question, in college. I think everybody knows that. But we'll see how that translates to the NBA. Obviously, with LeBron, he was a star, and he was a star even in high school. But that did translate to the NBA, and it's always interesting to see how collegiate athletes take their skills to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And then another guy you really can't forget about when you're talking about the future of the NBA is the rookie Luka Doncic for mm-hmm. the Mavs. I think he's out of Slovenia, I believe.
He's out of the European League for sure.
Yeah, he was in European League. He's been in the European League since he was 16,
mm-hmm,
which is very impressive. I mean, that was the second best basketball league in the world, and he was dominating it. He was the MVP last year, and now he's it's really, you can tell how well he developed from that league because it doesn't even look like he's a rookie out there. He's already at full form, averaging about 20 points a game. I think he's only a couple of years away from being a top five, maybe even a top three player in the league.
Well, and another thing that we're seeing is Zion, he's huge just like Giannis. He's a lot heavier than Giannis, but he's a little bit shorter. He's about 6'8", about 3 inches shorter than Giannis. So I like to see how those two go up against each other. I mean, I don't even know if we'll see them on a court against each other very much, but I would like to see a game with those two up against each other.
Well, I think at this point, Zion really wouldn't be at Giannis's league because
obviously
even
not, but
Giannis, he wasn't immediately a great player in the NBA. It took him a while. He was coming out of Greece.
Well, 2013 definitely
he was definitely
drafted.
A raw prospect. But when he first came into the league, he was real skinny and, you know, not too assertive mm-hmm. on offense. And he's really just changed since he's came to America. He's changed his game. He's improved at every single facet of his game. And the only thing I think he has left to do is find a better jump shot, which I think he's on the way to doing that. I mean, it even took guys like LeBron a while to have serviceable jump shots. So I think he's not like a Ben Simmons who's afraid to shoot the three or afraid to take an outside shot. I think he's on his way. And by then, he'll probably be the best player in the league.
Well, and I'll say, I mean, at the same time, I'm going to say at a developed Zion, maybe 3 or 4 years into the league. I mean, Giannis is 5 years in right now. He's drafted in 2013. He was the 15th pick in the first round. And it'll be interesting how the first round pick I'm thinking for this draft will be able to compare maybe in a couple of years. And he is giant. He's athletic. We'll see if he can come back from that injury. I mean, I don't know how serious that injury was, but I can tell you, Zion splitting his shoe.